A phrase many Cincinnati theater goers have been waiting to hear for at least a year is new subscriptions are now available for Broadway in Cincinnati. And they are. And join me to talk more about this is Genevieve Holt, the General Manager Midwest of Broadway in Cincinnati. Welcome, Genevieve.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having us.
First of all, tell us how the Broadway in Cincinnati subscription works.
Sure. So it's a 7-show package. So you get 6 of the 2-week shows. So there's a standard 6-show package. And then you get to choose between Jersey Boys or Escape to Margaritaville for your last show. And then there are season special engagements that you can add on if you want, which are Lion King and the Book of Mormon.
And of course, those are also available for non-subscribers.
That's right.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump into the season. First is a show that I know I've been waiting to see. And that's Come From Away, which runs September 17th through the 29th.
Come From Away is my must-see of the year. That's my secret for everyone. It is really one of the best shows I've ever seen. It tells the kind of incredible true story of what happened in Newfoundland, Canada on 9/11 and the days following. Basically, when they closed U.S. airspace on 9/11, planes had to be diverted. Any plane that was in the air had to land somewhere else. So a lot of planes coming from Europe got diverted to this tiny town in Canada, in Newfoundland, called Gander. 6,700 people landed that day in 38 planes. The town itself only had about half of that size in population. So it was an incredible story where all the people of Gander came out and welcomed the people from the plains into their homes, their churches, their Salvation Army summer camp. You know, they put them up wherever they could. They fed them and clothed them and took care of them. It is an incredible story.
And there's some extra special moments in it. I know that there is a couple who actually met during that time. They were passengers on planes, and they've since gotten married.
Right, and they are still around. They promote the show. They really tell real people's stories in the show. And what's really interesting is there was a Delta flight from London to Cincinnati, and that was one of the planes that got grounded there. So a lot of our friends and neighbors here in Cincinnati went through this experience in Gander. It's really cool.
Well, next on the schedule is the first of the 2 optional shows for subscribers. That's Jersey Boys, running October 15th through the 20th.
Yes, we always get asked, when is Jersey Boys coming back? So we're bringing it back this year. And for those that don't know, it's the true behind-the-music kind of story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, kind of their ups and downs. And it has, of course, fantastic music, and we love it. So we're happy to bring it back.
Following Jersey Boys is a show that many younger subscribers are probably hip to, and that is Mean Girls, which runs November 5th through the 17th.
Right. Mean Girls is based on a film. The film was written by Tina Fey. And so Tina Fey and her husband, Jeff Richmond, and another creative partner wrote the stage show. So they worked together for years and years to put it together. And it is so funny because it has Tina Fey's humor. So it's total joy to watch, even if you're not in high school. But for those that are in high school, it's also pretty poignant. It basically tells the story of a young girl who was raised on the African savanna, really knew nothing of American high school life, and then she suddenly gets transferred to a suburban Illinois high school, and it's way more vicious than anything she ever saw on the African savanna.
Following that, running during the holiday season of December 3rd through the 15th, is a classic American musical, and that's Hello, Dolly.
Yes, we love Hello, Dolly. It hasn't been here in many, many years, but they just did this beautiful revival on Broadway, and that is the show that we're bringing here. It's perfectly done. It's exactly everything you want Hello, Dolly to be. And one of the things I love is there's a moment in the show where literally the show stops for applause for costumes, because the costumes and the look of this show is just so exquisite. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a classic, and a lot of people haven't seen it in a long time.
Next comes one of the season extras that you spoke about earlier, and that's Disney's The Lion King. And this is an extended engagement running January 8th through February 2nd.
Right, 4 weeks right after Christmas, so it's going to make a really good Christmas gift this year. And it's the big, beautiful, spectacular show that we know and love that tells that story of The Lion King.
In February, we see the return of Cincinnati fan favorite Les Miserables, running February 11th through the 23rd.
So the last time we brought Les Mis was about 8 years ago, and it only came for 1 week, and it sold out months and months before the engagement. So we really wanted to get it back as soon as we could, since so many people wanted to see it last time and couldn't. And this is this new staging that they have mounted that is beautiful, and it does such a great job of telling the story. I think it's clearer than it has ever been, and it makes such a compelling story and has the music that people love, you know, of Les Mis. And the cool thing is, most people don't know Victor Hugo was an artist and a painter. And for this production, the backdrops they use are based on his drawings and paintings. So it's a really cool look. It's a great, great show.
That brings us to April, and this is the second of the two option shows for the subscribers. Running April the 14th through the 19th is Escape to Margaritaville.
Yes, so it's Jimmy Buffett, a very popular figure here in Cincinnati, and it's kind of as fun as going to a Jimmy Buffett concert at Riverbend, but maybe a little more comfortable. The seats might be cushier and you're inside. But it's a Broadway show. Jimmy's not in it, but it is a Broadway show based on his songs, and he created it with some other people. And what I love about it is the main character comes down from Cincinnati to the resort, and Cincinnati actually plays a role in the show. So people here are going to just love it.
And for subscribers who are both Parrot Heads and Jersey Boy fans, they don't have to necessarily choose between them. They can actually get both for an extra charge.
Yes, that's true. You can add both of the special engagements.
Now, May the 12th through the 24th brings Anastasia.
Yes, this is a beautiful show that has been very popular on Broadway with fans of the 1997 animated film. And it is based on that with some of the same songs, same songwriting team who did Ragtime as well. But it also brings some story elements from the movie, the black and white movie that was decades before, and some of the original elements of the myth. So it's a little bit of a fresh story, but it is so beautiful and so well told. And it's a really beautiful adventure, romantic comedy, kind of epic. Anastasia is wonderful.
Now, we always enjoy celebrating anniversaries of shows because it makes us think, oh my gosh, that's when it was written? It's that long ago? And that's the case with Jesus Christ Superstar running June the 9th through the 21st.
Yes, it's the 50th anniversary of Jesus Christ Superstar. Most people don't realize that the year it came out as an album, it was not just a popular, you know, Broadway show, popular album. It was like the number one album of the year on the rock charts. And so, you know, it made such an impact as a rock album itself. But it is the 50th anniversary of that. And they put together this great new show in London. It was such a huge hit there. They transferred it to Lyric Opera of Chicago. Such a huge hit there. They're putting it out on tour. Really focuses on the rock music. It focuses on the dance. The dance in this is really spectacular. So if you like it or are curious about Jesus Christ Superstar, this is going to be the production to see.
And the season ends August 4th through the 9th with a special engagement presentation of The Book of Mormon.
Yep, we're bringing it back for 1 week only. People love this show here. It sells out every time it comes to town. And it's the, you know, delightful story of these two mismatched missionaries who go to Africa and have some misadventures trying to spread the word. It's written by the guys who wrote South Park, so that tells you exactly what you're getting into when you come see The Book of Mormon.
Now, we've mentioned that subscriptions are on sale. When do individual tickets for each of the shows start going on sale?
They'll start going on sale, I think July is the first one. You can always call the Cincinnati Arts box office to get the most up-to-date info. And people that join our e-club at BroadwayInCincinnati.com get pre-sale access to as soon as things are going on sale, you get to buy them first. And so they will start in July, and almost everything, I think, will be on sale before Thanksgiving. So everything's available for the holidays.
Something that's developed over the past few years is the ticket lottery. It started with Wicked, where you came 2 hours before showtime and got a free lottery ticket, and you won a chance to win discounted tickets, extremely discounted tickets. But that's expanded lately.
Yeah, it has, you know, with the advent of the digital lottery, which Hamilton pioneered, but it was also being developed by other people at the same time, and it's kind of become a much easier way than coming to the theater, you know, to enter a lottery. So for many shows, we do it. We send out the information usually to our email e-club, and you get an email and it says there are going to be lottery seats for this price on these dates. You can enter for any date you can come, and then there's a random digital drawing, and they just email you if you've, you know, won the discounted tickets. So we love it because it seems to be easy for people, easy way to say, you know what, I do kind of want to see that. It's not for every show, but we try to do it as much as we can because we know it gives people a chance to see something they might not otherwise come to.
And we should say it's not for every show.
That's right. Only for select shows, but again, you can call, you can email us on Facebook, you know, you can check in. We'll let you know what we know. But joining the email list is a good way to find out.
Well, that's the 2019-20 season for Broadway in Cincinnati. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Genevieve Holt, the General Manager Midwest of Broadway in Cincinnati. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on the series, as well as ways to get tickets through either Broadway in Cincinnati or the Cincinnati Arts Association, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.